Good morning. Welcome. We have some announcements. Are you doing one, Bet? Come on up.
Isn't this fun? Had breakfast? Did you enjoy your breakfast? Yeah. John and the guys are still cleaning up. Isn't it lovely, ladies? We're in here. Anyhow, there is no coffee after the 10:30 service this morning, but we still have fun script, and especially the ones that you have ordered. Judy and I got them all organized the other day, and we will have them at the table waiting for you. So see you after the service.
Jennifer has the order forms for the name tags if you want to buy yourself a lovely St. James name tag. I'm sure there's someone who has one who can show it to you. So Kate has one. So she will be ordering those. Is this the last week? Next Sunday. Okay, thanks. Is that it?
There's a voice in the wilderness crying.
From the Christ who was, is, and shall be, grace and peace to you.
You are my darling. God of peace, help us to hear you in the stories of those who struggle. Peace is what the prophets foretold. Peace is what is sacrificed when profit takes precedence. We light the candle for peace and pray for the courage to stand up for it. In this second week of Advent, as we wait and the expectation heightens, deepen our desire for peace. Like the wise call to journey in those early dawning days, may we seek, strive, and search for peace. Like the prophets, old and new, may we cry out for his coming.
Light the candle for peace. May it light the way.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who sent your servant John the Baptist to prepare your people to welcome the Messiah, inspire us, the ministers and stewards of your truth, to turn our disobedient hearts to you, that when the Christ shall come again to be our judge, we may stand with confidence before his glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from Isaiah. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up and every tongue, mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, let us see your kindness.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I have to tell you, I resonated with a piece in our first reading today. After a wonderful community breakfast, after an incredible beginning of the service, you sort of have that energy. And there was a point in the first reading where it said, "Cry out." And the response was, "What shall I cry?" And I say that for a reason. It's because in our first reading, it also says that every mountain shall be laid low and every valley exalted. When I was in Saskatchewan, it was very easy to talk about that being the land of God. And so now that we're in beautiful, rolly, hilly London, I have to find all new material. So what should I preach today? Let's find out. Well, it's helpful to have the lectionary. It's helpful to have this rhythm of readings that invite you into contemplation and invite you into relationship with the scriptures. Because this second Sunday of Advent, every single year, we'll read the story about John the Baptist. This year, we read about it in the Gospel of Mark. In other years, we'll read about it in the Gospel of Luke or the Gospel of Matthew. But Mark paints a particularly interesting story and an interesting picture of John the Baptist. It said that he was robed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. This is a description of somebody that you would not want to meet at night in the dark alley. Camel hair is incredibly itchy. It is not very comfortable. It is not like a fine mink coat. No, it's like wearing the worst Scottish wool blanket you can imagine. No offense to the Scottish people here. Heather won't let me have my tartan blanket because it's too itchy. But it's an incredibly uncomfortable garment. Wearing a leather belt would hold it close to your skin, so it was chafing on you all the time. Locusts are not terribly appetizing. And the last time I was in Israel, I did see some of the local bees, and they were probably about this big. So here is a guy who you might not want to be invited over for dinner with, if you had to go and wrestle a beehive to get the honey yourself. This is a character who's right out there. He doesn't make a lot of sense. And as I was trying to find new material for my Sunday sermon about my time in Toronto at seminary, I remembered right by the Eaton Center, there was a pastor who was standing literally on a milk crate with a megaphone and would wait for you just to walk by. And as soon as your back was turned, would turn that megaphone on right behind your head and go, "Repent," startling everyone. And I was thinking, that's kind of our modern equivalent of the John the Baptist character. John the Baptist is not someone that the good church people of the day would have thought of as very respectable. He was someone right on the outside, and he was doing something even more wild than that. He was calling the Jewish people to be baptized. Now, the baptism ritual in the Jewish tradition was for converts to the Jewish faith. If you had been in the temple all your life, if you had been making your sacrifice, if you had been going to temple breakfasts and all the good things that religious people do, you would have no need to be rebaptized, because that was what converts to the faith did. So here's John, this enigmatic figure on his proverbial milk box with a megaphone, telling people to repent. And it seems to me that the invitation in this readings today is for us to take a pause and look at where God might be breaking in anew in our lives. Advent is an incredibly busy season. We've got the carols and lessons service next Sunday at 4 to prepare for. We've got the breakfast that we're cleaning up. We've got Christmas gifts to buy. There's so many things to do in the season of Advent. And yet the church constantly and always invites us to use this time to slow down and to reflect and to think about where God is breaking in new ways, where God is being made known. Advent is a time to slow down especially because it's so hard to slow down. It's to take the moment to look for where God is speaking in the still, small voice. Not in the busyness, not in the earthquake, not in the wind, not in the fire, but in the still, small ways in your life. God is never finished creating. And so no matter where we are in our life, whether we're banging on the table because we're so excited to color, or whether we experienced loss recently, wherever we are, whoever we are, God has promised us that something new is coming in our lives. And what that will look like won't be the same as what was before. It'll be new, and it will be different, and it will be good. Advent is a time for us not to stand on a milk carton and turn on our megaphone and yell in people's ears. It's a time for us to make space, to find the quiet, so that we can reflect on what is God doing, what is being born into our lives in a new and beautiful way. Because I promise you, actually, it's not me who promises you. It's God who promises you that new things, beautiful things, are being born in our midst. That the Christ will be born again. And that the kingdom of God, God's kingdom, is being made manifest in the hearts and souls and worlds of each person here. So let us find the moments to reflect on that, to find that, so that when Christmas comes, we can be filled with joy that we've found what God is doing. And if we can't find it, we can lean on trust, knowing that no matter what, God's love and care is with us and sustaining us. Let us be an Advent people, waiting to see God made known amongst us. Amen. Please stand. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say,
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life of the blessed.
In our season of waiting and preparation, stir up expectancy and not complacency. Awaken our senses to you. Emmanuel, God with us and growing within us to be born in new ways, revealing your love and your glory. Emmanuel, come soon.
We are getting ready.
We pray for the church throughout the world, for our siblings in Christ, and our friends of other faiths. Give faith leaders wisdom and courage to know your heart and to do your will, and to speak your good news into this present moment. Emmanuel, come soon.
We are getting ready.
We pray for Canada and all in the nations that live on Turtle Island, that those with authority or power will level the uneven ground of policies and practices, making pathways for equity and reconciliation. We pray that all those in positions of influence will be moved to heal and protect the earth, its resources and inhabitants, not just for this election cycle or fiscal phase, but to propel present and future generations to their full potential. Emmanuel, come soon.
We are getting ready.
We pray for the world aching for respite from conflict and yearning for lasting peace. We pray for those sheltering from airstrikes, from abuse, from the elements, from persecution. We pray for those whose duty makes them complicit in the suffering. Emmanuel, come soon.
We are getting ready.
We pray for our life together in London and area and at St. James Westminster. In our busy, concrete, urban world, with light pollution that obscures the stars, with tiny bits of green space for playground and dog parks, the wilderness outside the city can be a refuge where we can recover our souls in the beauty of your creation. We thank you for the opportunities to find ourselves in the wonders of the wilds. John's prophecy from the wilderness was from a desert of exile and great vulnerability, a place of otherness. Regardless of our privilege, each of us has known or will know the despair that comes from rejection, betrayal, trauma, addiction, or the myriad of circumstances that separate us from our vital connection to you and to others. We turn to you for your promise of comfort and for your shepherdly care. Emmanuel, come soon. Holy One, we hold on to your healing love for those who are sick or suffering and those who care for them. Especially we remember Sylvia Brightwell, Eunice Smith and her dear childhood friend Frida, Liz Bailey, Ashley, Jamie, and Gavin, and those who have asked us to pray for them, and those who do not believe they are worthy of your mercy. We pray for those whose death is near. We remember those who have died and pray for those who mourn. We know that we are like grass, yet you cherish each blade. Emmanuel, come soon.
We are getting ready.
Jesus, infant, shepherd, king, even as we are getting for you to make your home with us and in us, you are carrying us home from our exiles. Help us clear away our obstacles and distractions, that the path may be smooth and our hope may be fulfilled. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners and invites them to his table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are sinners to you, God, Word, and Deity, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we will humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may take light in your will and walk in your ways.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us pray. God, our strength, we are nothing without you. Receive all we offer you this day, as you sustain us with your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right that we should praise you, gracious God, for you created all things. You formed us in your own image, male and female, you created us. When we turned away from you in sin, you did not cease to care for us, but opened a path of salvation for all people. You made a covenant with Israel, and through your servants Abraham and Sarah, gave the promise of a blessing to all nations. Through Moses, you led your people from bondage into freedom. And through the prophets, you renew your promise of salvation. Therefore, with them and with all your saints who have served you in every age, we give thanks and raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Source of life and goodness, all creation rightly gives you praise. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He healed the sick and ate and drank with outcasts and sinners. He opened the eyes of the blind and proclaimed the good news of your kingdom to the poor and to those in need. In all things he fulfilled your gracious will. On the night he freely gave himself to death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Gracious God, his perfect sacrifice destroys the power of sin and death. By raising him to life, you give us life forevermore. Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Recalling his death, proclaiming his resurrection, and looking for his coming again in glory, we offer you, Father, this bread and this cup. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts, that all who eat and drink at this table may be one holy people, a living sacrifice in Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
God of promise, you prepared a banquet for us in your kingdom. Happy are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Faithful God, we thank you for feeding us with this heavenly banquet. Help us always to hear the prophet's call to turn our hearts to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Please stand. We say together, glory to God, whose power worketh in us. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve our Lord.
Thanks, everybody. If you have music from last night, you can start some calls down there for last night.
Thank you.